like that. That gets me in the mood. Look out, Tasmania. We're heading your way for the V75 Harness Carnival. Michael and I and the team very much looking forward to it. And John Devereaux is the CEO of the Tasmania Pacing Club, and he joins us now. Good morning to you, John.
Good morning, Angela. Good morning, Michael.
G'day, John.
Are you ready for us?
Got the red carpet laid out for us, have you, down there?
We certainly have, mate. We certainly have. We can't wait for it, to be honest with you. This will be the third year we've run this carnival, and this year we've got the right dates. We've got all the other teething problems over the last couple of years out of the way, and we decided, well, what we want is a couple of the best personalities around the country to come down and really build it up and make it a success. So why not grab onto you guys and invite you down, eh?
Oh, wonderful. So those at the top of your list couldn't make it, and you worked your way down and you found us.
No, that's not. We were right at the top. You were the first ones we went to, and luckily we got you signed up.
Oh, good, John. Yeah, we are looking forward to it. Tell us a bit more about the carnival. What can we expect?
Well, it's a statewide carnival. We start off at Devonport on the 13th of December, move to Launceston on the 20th, and then the final day, which we regard as the grand final, is the 27th in Hobart, where we're running the Grand Circuit Tasmania Cup, and we've got a $50,000 mares race as well, and the Grand Circuit race is a $125,000 race, and over the carnival, we've got about $500,000 up for grabs in stake money, and about half of that will be on the final day on the 27th of December. But also through the carnival, there is a mares race, a big mares race at each leg of the carnival, and we regard that as probably as good, if not better, than any mares series in Australia. So, you know, it's really an exciting carnival, and we've got the race dates we wanted. And last year we had a problem where the Victoria Cup and our race were both run on the one weekend, which wasn't the smartest thing we collectively did in our lives, I don't think. But this year it's all fallen into place. The Victoria Cup's on the 11th of December, so that's out of the way. And we hope that we'll have some sensational horses down here for the carnival. And hopefully we'll kick it off with a big bang on the 6th and 7th of December.
Absolutely. Tell us a little bit more about what's going on the 6th and the 7th, because the official launch, John, is on the 7th, is that right?
The official launch is on the 7th, Michael. Yeah, with you guys broadcasting live from Rest Point, and we've invited the public to come along to breakfast that morning from 7 o'clock till 9, and really the official launch will be between 8:30 and 9, and we're going to have a great bit of fun, I think, when we do the launch. We'll have we'll get the TV crews along and so forth, and I reckon we might get the audience to come up and participate in that. Maybe bury you guys in streamers or something, I think, just to make it a bit more exciting.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
Good. I better make sure that I put a bit of lipstick on that morning.
Oh, you better do that. You know, we ran into one little problem yesterday, Ange, because I got the information through about your flights, and ever since then, all these young guys down here have been going crook at me because I said, oh, Angela's bringing a partner down. And they said, oh, for God's sake,
these
handsome young fellas. And they said, what's she bringing him down for?
Actually, you're right. What am I bringing him down there for? we're looking forward to it. And for those who want to come along to the breakfast and they haven't got their tickets already, how can they do that, John?
They've just got to give us a call at the Tasmanian Pacing Club. The information's all coming through on the...
I've got a number here. Does this number seem familiar, John? 6214460?
That's the one, 6214460, yeah. And they can, if anyone wants to, they can give me a call on my mobile on 0410-458-044. So they can get on the net and contact us by going to taspace@aussiemail.com.au.
Easy.
As well as the 7th, we're looking forward to the 6th because we're incorporating that night. We're going to do a presentation of our annual awards at our race meeting. So just prior to the race meeting, we'll do that. We'll have you guys along and we'll have a bit of fun that night. And hopefully, I don't know whether either of you have ever had the opportunity to ride in a mobile barrier before to start a harness race. So
no, I haven't, but looking forward to it. Looking forward to it, John.
It's going
to
be great, yeah.
Yeah, I'll love to do it. I mean, I don't know whether I'd like to be a jockey, but I'm happy to be to be doing that.
Driver.
No, I'm talking about
on a horse.
Pacing's more my thing.
John, now, just before we let you go, we're running, of course, this wonderful competition in conjunction with TasRacing.com.au and the Tasmanian Pacing Club about who is Tasmania's top sporting icon over the last 50 years. All you need to do is log on to sport927.com.au to register your vote. You could win a great prize. Who would you think is Tasmania's top sporting icon from the past 50 years?
Oh, look, I quite frankly, mate, my view is it's Ricky Ponting. It's very hard, I think, to go past somebody who's achieved what he has. In fact, I think he's second only to Don Bradman in cricketing terms. But mind you, my second choice is one that probably a lot of people, because he competed mostly in Europe, is Danny Clark. I mean, Danny Clark Australia produced.
Absolutely. John, we've got to leave it there. Thanks. Great to catch up and look forward to seeing you on the weekend of the 5th and 6th of December.
All right, thanks for that, Mike.
Good on you, John. John Devereaux joining us there, Chief Executive of the Tasmanian.